T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
9 more cases of coronavirus have been announced in Dallas County, and a new age demographic is being affected. Here's KRLD's Austin York.
2 women in their 20s, 1 man in his 30s, 1 man and 1 woman in their 40s, 2 women in their 50s, 1 man in his 60s, and another woman in her 70s have come down with a virus. 5 of them are in the hospital, 3 of them are in critical care units. But what's unnerving, according to Dr. Philip Wong, the director of Dallas County Health, is the ages of those in critical.
The 3 that are in the critical care units are in their 20s, 30s, and 60s. And it is our understanding there are no underlying health conditions.
He says 5 of the new patients were likely affected from local community spread. 2 additional testing sites, including one in Grand Prairie and another at the AAC, will be open sometime this week, allowing for 5,000 tests a week. Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Tarrant County Health Department's confirmed a 6th case, and this is the first one of what they call community local transmission. The patient lives in Grand Prairie and hasn't been exposed to a confirmed case, hasn't traveled. The patient is isolating at home. Also, 8 cases in Collin County. Denton County Health Department is recording its 2nd case of coronavirus. Patient is a woman in her 50s. She lives in Prosper, but she did travel recently. She is isolated at home. Denton County Commissioners put out a disaster declaration because of the coronavirus, county recommending all gatherings of more than 50 people should be canceled.
Governor Greg Abbott puts the Texas National Guard on call as the number of infected Texans continues to rise. KRLD's Austin Bureau Chief Chris Fox reports the governor expects to ramp up testing this week as well.
Governor Abbott delivering today's update from the DPS Emergency Operations Center in Austin.
Texas has confirmed 64 cases of COVID-19. The cases are spread across 19 counties now.
Texas also has its first COVID-related death, a Matagorda County man in his 90s.
By the end of this week, Texas will be capable of testing about 10,000 people per week. With the goal being that that number will increase.
Abbott has also activated the Texas National Guard to help assist in the response to COVID-19. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Now, there's been a lot of economic impact already on Dallas restaurants, and it's laid bare on the first day of restrictions. There's no dining in allowed, only takeout and delivery. At the Uptown Seafood restaurant Hook, Line, and Sinker, their general manager, Ruben Perez, says they have outdoor tables, but the staff would rather see customers tailgate in the parking lot.
We have a lot of people that works around the neighborhood as new construction. They come in and eat, and if they want to come in and put in the back of the truck like the old times, just sit in there and eat. We prefer not them to not to sit on a patio.
He says business dropped 35% before the new restrictions.
The coronavirus is wreaking havoc with the economy, and the Trump administration is talking about giving every American adult $1,000.
But will the money help the right people? SMU business professor Mike Davis says.
We clearly are entering into a recession. There's a strong argument to be made for trying to increase purchasing power. The only question is whether we would be better off doing it in some more targeted way.
He says those in the service industry whose jobs are suspended or gone need the cash. Those who could count on a steady paycheck can live without it. Davis adds while he would normally be worried about a government deficit, he's not now. He's in favor of the government borrowing money to boost the economy. Barbara Schwartz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Meantime, there's some people in North Texas that say they like that possibility.
That's really good. I like that idea. I think it'll help a lot.
I think it'll help a lot of people. It'll definitely get things going. People probably spend.
Others say the government should use discretion on who gets the money, saying some people do need it more than others do.